The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Today is a day of many beginnings. God is a God of second chances. And with my previous broadcast, those who missed the first train, you get to catch the next one, okay? As long as we're here on earth, God has a need of us, and it's never too late. And Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7 says, "Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." So not too late for you, but we have to obey God and his ways of doing things. Amen? And I just wanted to share a prophecy for you, okay? And you need to take a listen. God is going to continue, but this time in a big way, to manifest glorious things for the body of Christ. Now, if God is reminding you to do things, or the things that he told you in times past and you ignored it or you didn't know that it's from him, this time obey him. Don't lose any more time, okay? There are so many opportunities that will be opened for the body of Christ. And the things that God is going to manifest, because he told us this summer is going to be a tidal wave of manifestations, of restorations. And now things will increase in its intensity, okay? The godly things, the wonderful things that God is doing for your life, for your ministry, for your family, and for our country is going to increase in its intensity. And it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. Do not watch the news, but instead listen to the good news of the gospel. Okay? And this is thus saith the Lord. God also is going to expose and deal with the wickedness that is in our lives. The things that we used to get away with, we're not going to be able to get away with now. Just keep reminding yourself, God is a just God, and he is holy God. And he, even though he does not rejoice in the punishment of the wicked, he is going to deal the wickedness and uproot the wicked root that is in this country. You can take that to the bank. And you think that the beginning of summer, June, July, and August is already intense? No. Throughout this summer, it is going to be so awesome, and then God is going to elevate it on the next season. But many opportunities are open for the body of Christ this time, because God loves you, and he's a God of second chances. He is a loving and merciful God, and most of all, he is mighty, okay? He is mighty. He can bring you to a place where you're supposed to be. When you obey him, put your trust in him. And remember, he is a holy God, okay? So we have to go through a process of hearing, spending time with him, and obeying him. And always do the right thing. And most of all, forgive and let go and move forward. What is important is today and tomorrow. There is nothing we can do about the past. But we need to learn from them, and we need to be grateful for what it blessed us or taught us, okay? I'm still getting phone calls, or shall I say, we're still getting phone calls from some of you or from many of you who wanted to meet with me. My position is still the same. When God told me that I cannot help anybody who just wanted to sit down and expect me to prophesy and give them instruction in which they have not followed the instruction previously or have not forgotten about the past, I cannot help you. I cannot prophesy your manifestation of your blessing if you have not been obeying God, if you have not forgiving, if you're still living a life of bitterness, I cannot help you. The best thing that you can do is to go to our website. We have live stream there, and you need to listen and follow the instruction. We even have some prophetic school and business training that is in there. And we are also on Spotify and Apple, and we are on YouTube, okay? The best thing for you to do is to catch up and ask the Holy Spirit to help you. He is our teacher, you know. He is our friend, and don't forget, He is our God, okay? So my position is still the same. My primary responsibility is to our partners and members of this ministry. And I repeat, I cannot prophesy your way into your manifestation if you have not been obeying the instruction the Lord gave you and the commands from the Bible. Okay? And even because many have tried, even if you come to one of our services and demand that I will meet with you, I won't do it. Okay? Not unless God tells me. Me and the ministry team, and I've been reminding them, it has never been our goal or the goal of this ministry or even ambition to grow the church. That is not our responsibility. My responsibility as a leader is to mature the church, especially those whom the Lord sent me to disciple. You know, there is such freedom when you do not add your own expectations and ambitions to what God entrusted you or called you. Just like this radio broadcast. When the Lord tells me that I can get off the radio, I will do it in a heartbeat. If we cannot pay our bills anymore, then we'll just be off. Our reliance is on God and those who obey God and support this ministry. I would not and never depended on the congregation for their giving to pay my bills. I always go before the Lord. And if we cannot pay our bills, it is time to close shop. Throughout the years of this ministry, we have been obeying the Great Commission. We have preached the gospel to different parts of the world. India, Africa, Pakistan, the Philippines, South Korea, Japan. And we even went on a mission trip to China to release prophecies that will about ready to manifest. This, we are all called to obey the Great Commission. All of us are called to be ministers of the gospel. And I never tell anyone, including our children, that they're called to be a full-time preacher. Leaders are called to equip the saints, God's people. So what will I do if the ministry closes and the radio broadcast goes off the air and there won't be any Sunday services or Wednesday services for me to prepare or minister to? Let me count the ways. I have said many things that the Lord has given me because He made it clear to me that I prioritize ministering and teaching to His people to be a part of the maturing of the church. And whoever attended the training, even though they went on their own way, they will always remember the teachings, especially when they need it. We have lots of children from ages 6 through 14 that went through our summer Bible studies over the course of 20 years. They all had supernatural experiences with God. I trained them to hear from God and to believe in themselves, that they can do things as long as they obeyed God. The theme of the summer training, which is now being taught in the Philippines, that they are God's superheroes. Their encounters with God, many Christians did not even have experience in all the years they have been born again. Now, these children are productive in the society, in the kingdom of God. They were never told that they will be full-time preachers or full-time pastors. But they were told that the five offices are not just for preaching, but they must operate and take their post, the five offices, in every sector of society, just like in the Bible. And they should not depend on their congregation's tithes and offerings and giving to pay their bills. I have so many praise reports. I have so many praise reports from these former students. Some of them, they already had their careers. Some of them went into ministry and they have businesses on their own. Some are raising kids right now. They're very productive in the kingdom of God, okay? They're producers, developers, innovators. I know all of us Christians believe in the transfer of wealth. We also believe what the Bible says, that the wealth of the wicked is laid out for the just. We believe that. We can believe all we want. We can confess all we want. We can confess and profess those scriptures. If we do not open our hearts and our minds in changes and God's ways of doing things, this wealth will not be handed to you. I had been quoting Luke chapter 16, verses 10 to 12. It is a ministry of the kingdom in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. In Luke chapter 16, it says, I'm going to quote it. This is my translation. I'm not reading it from the Bible so that if I misquote, don't call me and try to correct me. This is the gist of it. If he who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. That is the basic principle of the transfer of wealth. And it says also, Jesus, this is Jesus who laid out this foundation, who laid out these principles. If you cannot handle the worldly riches, who's going to give you the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in taking care of other people's properties, who's going to give you a property of your own? And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, and before that, Jesus was telling his disciples, telling you and I, don't worry about things on what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, when are you going to pay your bills? And Jesus said, these are the ones that the unbelievers are concerned about. But with you, you seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness or his ways of doing things. And all of these material things will be added to you as well. You don't have to look for them. They will come and get you. And that is why those that are in the business and those that are in the corporate arena, they only come to the church when they're in big trouble because they don't like what they see in us. We're all about preaching, but this time, beginning this season, it's about implementation and trusting God and his ways of doing things, okay? We have to follow the principles that Jesus laid out for us. He talked about the kingdom of God throughout his ministry and then his relationship with God. And then he talks about the disciples. He prayed for them and he told them they can do even greater things than Jesus did because he's going to the Father and the Holy Spirit will be sent in his name on his behalf. And you know what? Those that are in the business, they know what it entails to have your own company or to lead a company or to operate a business. It is not just believing or confessing or professing. It is a drastic change of mindset, even the simple things, because now you are responsible for the entire company and your employees are relying on you for the company to be successful so that they can keep their jobs. And it is important for us to set aside the get rich quick, and we don't want to take responsibilities. We don't want to do the right thing just because we're Christian, okay? I have so many examples of people that were conned by other Christians. And they kept on believing this, but never the transfer of wealth, and they never manifested. Because you have to be trusted. You have to be able to handle, manage, and be faithful to what you have right now. And God will start you from there, okay? But you cannot whisk away or prophesy towards your calling. It is a process that you have to walk, that you have to have your personal walk with God, okay? No one are not supposed to provide for you because our father, by faith, through Father Abraham, he said that he made a vow before the Lord that no man can claim that they made Abraham rich. Okay? It is a vow that he gave to God, and we have to do the same thing. All we need to do is to obey, and what is being entrusted to us, we take care of them. And God is looking at us. We have an audience of one. And believe me, the things that God is leading you, you may not like them. There are changes. You have to get out of your comfort zone. Or you might do things that you don't want to do. Just go through the process like Joseph, like David, like Moses. Go through the process, okay? When I was started leading in the ministry, I met this woman in one of our conferences. And her story was so sad. She inherited millions of dollars or real estate from her parents. She owned a gas station. She owned her house. She has money in the bank. And she's driving a brand new Cadillac. And she got born again. So she attended this local church here somewhere in San Antonio. And this two couple who claimed to be in real estate investments, they con her into investing real estate, get rich quick. And because they're Christians and they're leaders of the church, she trusted them. And she lost everything. From a millionaire into working as a filing clerk in one of the companies here part-time just for her to pay her bills. It was so hard for her, now that she's in her 50s, to start all over again. And she got into one con after another. I don't know how, but she paid somebody money in order to be a part of their investment, or so they say, and she paid like about $500 for that, and this man had told her and said, you know, we were approached by a billionaire wanting to buy billions of dollars in Japanese yen currency, and this woman who is now in heaven. She knew that I used to work for a bank, and me and Mike have our business. So came to us and she said, would you be a part of it? All you need to do is to pay $500. And I said, we're going to be an instant millionaires just for commission alone. So she went on and told me about this going on. And I told her, let us change her name. Let us call her Sophia. Okay. I told Sophia, a billionaire is not going to go through a small investment firm to invest his billions. A billionaire has a slew of people, accountants, lawyers, and country's president or prime ministers. They knew all of that, or they even have their own investment firm. So why would a billionaire will pay you millions of dollars and he doesn't know you? And so do you even know that it will take a government like the Treasury of Japan and the Treasury of United States to be involved for money like that? But she would not listen, because it will pain her not to have that hope that she will recoup her lost millions of dollars. Her mindset and her desire is to recover those lost fortunes. But she was not able to until the day that she graduated here and went to heaven. But she remained positive. She remained joyful. But this is one of those that we use the pulpit, we use our influence to con others, to take money from them, or we put our trust to a person instead of trying to ask the Holy Spirit to give us discernment. And then the following day, she has another investment that she's going to do in order for her to be a millionaire. And there's nothing I can do about it. Because instead of trusting God, trusted on man, and she cannot bear it. And she died, and she came to visit. She came to visit and see me, and she told me that she's ready to go home. And I told her, you don't need to be concerned about the things that you have lost. Jesus is waiting for you. It doesn't matter. And said, but you pray for those people who conned you, who swindled you, because I would not even want to imagine or to even think and what is before them. You pray for them so that they'll be dealt with here on earth instead of being too late when they face God. Okay? So this is a one thing that you and I, we have to, God is not going to tell you that you're going to own a bank, okay? Not unless you know something about finances, even on the little amount that you have right now, if you can handle them, okay? Because he who's faithful in little will be faithful in much. And keep in mind, in this time, the Holy Spirit is more than willing to guide you every step of the way. But there should not be a spirit of laziness to come upon you. And at the same time, you always have to live, think, and operate with utmost integrity. Because God is holy, and he commands us to be holy because he is holy. Okay? Don't try to finagle something for free just because you're Christian. Okay? So let us pray by God's rules and let us set a godly example for others to follow. God is very clear. The things that you know now, there will be changes on the way you do things. That's why you need, well, today, if you hear the voice of God, listen and obey, okay? And wait for further instruction. Always confer with him. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 7 through 9, I'm going to start with verse 7. It says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. Verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither as your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God cannot be clearer than that. You and I need to continue to seek God for his guidance and for further instruction concerning our finances, our health, our family, our ministry. And God will set us apart from the ways of the world. Do not assume or presume anything. Just think that no matter how big is your vision or how great is your plan, God's plan is a lot greater. And not only he will prosper you, but you will be so blessed that you will be a blessing to nations. And God gets the glory for that because you belong to him. I always want to talk about today and the future. And you need to focus on today and the future. We cannot do anything about our past, okay? So what can we do to move forward and make the necessary corrections? I'm running out of time. Read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 through 4. Preach the word. It means to say, set a godly example by the way we live, by the way we work, by the way we talk, and the companies that we keep. It is important, remember, things will get more intense as far as the manifestations of God's plan for you and I. We have to be on that train station so that we will not miss the train. Forsake your own ways, and God is going to continue to expose and uproot the wickedness in this country. Don't even think about many wicked people that you think they're getting away with it. No, they're going to be dealt with. And if you and I will focus on God and put our trust in him, you look back and you will not recognize this country. We will enter its finest hour. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630. Or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to sogmi.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.